Okay, so the learning today should be a schos ilin nishma sederes tchav rechaim alozav ben shem shenari, as well as a schos for ilin nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion, and should be a schos for fur shlema for Chaim Doiv ben Minarachol Chanaleah ben Shein Derachol and Abadati ben Peril, as well as myself and anyone else who needs a refuah shlema, and should also be a schos for all the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael and those in a makam sakana. So we're going to finish today the topic of Hanah. And we talked last time about how important it is that a person should be careful to earn a living, make his own money, and not rely on others, and especially not to involve himself in taking money that potentially might be mum and suffolk, because the person is embarrassed and he's feeling pressured to contribute to a campaign or contribute to some sort of fund. And you should run away from such opportunities. And we said that that's how you can really differentiate between someone who's kaivish as yetzer hara and someone who's not. When it comes to money, when it comes to money that's in a suffolk mammon, not mutl but suffolk, but sort of mammon that's suspicious. Sources or suspicious how whether you're entitled to it, and if you see a person that runs away from it, then you know clearly that person is Kavish Yetzer. So he says now like this. He's talking now about people who do collect, but we'll see that there is a piece here that does tie into us. He says V'holich l'kaviz barim. He says someone who goes around collecting in the city. Zohi derech yishar shi'aget sara l'rabim. He says, you want to know the proper way. You have to go around that schnarring and shul, but the proper way to do it without embarrassing people, without pressuring people, is sheyagid tsara l'rabim. The proper way to tell over your tsaras, v'yomelam, you should say to them, Rei, my friend, chemveni, kematnas yadchem u'kiverkas Hashem ha'shanosam lechem. That you should say whatever Hashem gave you to the extent that you can help, please do. And you should be happy with whatever you receive right away the first time without any sort of refusal. If you do it in that way without pressuring the person and telling them whatever you can give, I appreciate, so then you know that they're giving it with the Lev Shalim. And even though there's a concept that we do force people to give tzedakah, that's for someone, meaning who's doing the pressuring? Only someone who's not taking himself. On behalf of others, he can pressure that they should give their mice or money. But someone who's taking for himself, if they're giving him because he's pressuring them and embarrassing them, that he's pressuring them with words, avera v'gezel hu biyadai. So it's an avera and it's considered gezel. Ach, but he says, Mayasu atzrichem lital l'sparnis b'shalachem shem yichom lizar kol kach b'zeh. He says, oy vey, in his day, that the schnorrers were not being careful with this. And obviously, we see the same thing, unfortunately, nowadays, where you unfortunately get pressured a lot to give to campaigns or to people that you're not really interested in giving. She'im yavayu l'daktik b'kach, efshe yu metelim b'rav. He says that if they would takabi medaktik in this, they might go hungry. He says, and this is really why it pertains to us. He says, because of that, because it's so difficult not to pressure people when you're relying on others, that's why he says it's so important that a person has his own malacha. A person should have a job. A person should have an occupation. Some occupation where you support yourself. She is part of the manner that you support yourself. Aye, what if you want to learn all day? So then, says nowadays where it's impossible to make Torah keva and malachta arai. Vim eino lefi kavoyde shal tam chokum is manaze. Al kaponim yasa atzmai melami tinoi guys teach children bischar for a fee. Oy chazan kineses or you become the gabbai in shul. The chadayim has similar things. But makam ashe yimtza ba'oifin she yispanis mi agia kapov. Some way to support yourself. So no one should be sitting and collecting from others because you're going to enter into a situation where you're going to be taking money from others and you're going to pressure them and you're going to feel the pressure yourself. So you're going to end up pressuring others and you take money that potentially might be gazela money. So what should you do? You should have an occupation. You want to sit and learn. You want to make Torah Sayyum Nasai. So then take a job that has to do with Torah, whether it's teaching or it's a Rabbanus or a Dayan. Take something related to Torah. But you can't just simply sit back and rely on others. And that's not the Torah approach. And that's what he started with. He says, Yafet Talmud Torah im derech eretz, that you should have a job, some sort of way of making money, of parnasa. Asha, he says, Ula Olam, Kala Reitzel Le'anais. He says, always, a person should always remember that when you want to benefit from others, you have to work very hard never to enter into a suffix of gezela. Not to cause a chil Hashem, but by Hashem, chesed yisavenu, someone who trusts in Hashem, chesed will surround him, and those who search, seek out Hashem will never go hungry. Because in truth, they said, the Gemara in Beya, that the provisions for a person are already set from Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah, except for expenditures for a mitzvah, that if you add, they add on for you. There's many messengers for God, in many ways, you're never going to get less, you're never going to get more, you're going to get exactly what Hashem decreed. Zekla Godol. You have to remember this. You want to be successful. You want to be happy in life, and you want to get your parnasa in a toiva and nachas way, in a mutter fashion. Always remember this: that no one can ever harm you. No one can ever take what's coming to you, and no one can ever give you something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not decreed. And the minute we recognize that every penny we get, again, assuming we're doing our shtadlus, but every penny that we get, we're supposed to get, and whatever doesn't work out, we're not supposed to get, and it's all min hashamayim, it will make our lives so much happier. You'll live a life of nachas, and then people will like you and God will like you. Search in this midah, that this is the medicine that the whole life goes around. And you see it. People never get eaten up because they see other people successful and it really bothers them. But it's such a wrong approach, because whatever you need in life, whatever tools you have to be successful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them to you. And you have exactly what you need. And maybe it's not as much as the next person down the street. And maybe you can't afford the vacations or the homes or whatever it is that the person down the street has that you're jealous of. But you have to realize that that's not your tafkid in life. And that's really what we're here for, is our tafkid in life. We're not here to have the nicest home, to live the most luxurious lifestyle. We're here to fulfill our tafkid, and we have the tools and the money and the provisions that we need to fulfill our tafkid. Let's just finish up the last piece. He says, Ashrei enosh yaseh zois, uven adam yachzik ba, ashrav ba'olam hazeh, v'toivloi ba'olam haba, will be good for him in this world and in the next world.